Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, more gun-shy than ever, because I need a pop filter. Maybe I need to buy a sock or something just to put around the microphone. I am not an audio expert, but I really wish at this point that I could boast that. Anyway, this week we're going to look at Star Wars 2013 12-inch Clone Trooper and Anakin Skywalker action figures. You might say, Adam, aren't there companies in, maybe Asia who are doing top-notch, amazing, multi-hundred-dollar Star Wars 12-inch figure collectibles? Why do I want to hear about the ones that cost about 12 bucks? I would say that's a valid point, but hear me out, because I'll pop in your ear more if you don't. Sorry about that. Anyway, these are really kind of cool. Hasbro put these out, and they feel kind of like what would happen if you took a 3¾-inch figure from the 1970s or 1980s and blew it up to 12 inches. The figures have articulated arms, legs, and neck, and wrists, surprisingly. Anakin has a lightsaber hilt embedded in his hand. You can pop the blade in and out as you so choose. The Clone Trooper has a blaster embedded in his hand, and it's going to stay there. The Clone Trooper is in white plastic with a little bit of black paint. Anakin is mostly dark brown plastic, but his fleshy parts are painted. His hair is molded in brown, and of course the lightsaber is clear blue. The figures have no problem standing, and they really do look like something that came out 30 years ago, which is, I think, incredibly charming, especially for the price. Gentle Giant's doing a series of 12-inch upsized 1970s Kenner figures, and these are a lot like those, only they cost a lot less, and they're not based on the original trilogy. Now, I realize for some people that's kind of an anti-selling point, but I really think these are fantastic. The Anakin figure has a Jedi robe sculpted in such a way that he can actually sit down if anyone ever made a vehicle for him to sit in. He has no problem standing. The pose is not exactly dynamic, and when you're dealing with really big figures, stoic is not always the way to go. But it still looks great. If you put these things on a shelf, they're going to look good across the room. They're going to have no problem standing up on your desk unassisted, which is something a lot of 12-inch figures can't boast. Because of the lack of articulation, and this may seem counterintuitive, they're a little bit more stable. There are fewer parts to move, the joints are nice and stiff, and it's not really going to get knocked off its own center of gravity. I would have liked a little bit more paint on the Clone Trooper, don't get me wrong, but it still looks like a Clone Trooper, and do I really need the soles of his boots painted? Not necessarily. I do not anticipate too many more of these coming. The Darth Vader and Obi-Wan Kenobi figures shown at Toy Fair are expected in the fall. There's also a Anakin figure that can convert to Darth Vader that's electronic, which Hasbro seemed really excited about. I think it's going to be a neat figure, but we had a 12-inch Anakin Vader conversion a few years ago, and it seems like something that'll be really appealing to a younger audience. For an adult collector, I'm going to be very curious to see how you guys react. I would love to know how you guys react. Please tell me on Twitter or Tumblr, or you can email us. But I think it's a really neat item in the sense that you don't get transforming figures every day that are activated by putting on armor. But to play with? I don't know. The 12-inch figures I've been enjoying so far, and I've been keeping them around my desk area, I think they're good. I think they're good enough to the point where I want to buy more than they're showing. I mean, it's great they're doing Darth Vader. I mean, if they don't, it's a crying shame. But I was kind of hoping they'd just maybe keep going a little bit, maybe throw out a Luke Skywalker or a C-3PO, maybe a Stormtrooper or Boba Fett. I'm still thinking I might end up getting the Spider-Man and Iron Man figures, which are available now. Some G.I. Joe figures were shown, but pre-orders haven't gone live yet. And a series of comic book style Avengers figures, and I think Wolverine as well, are shown in this style. And you might say, well, why would I want a 12-inch figure that costs like $13? Isn't that exactly what a 3¾-inch figure costs? And I would say, yes, that is bizarre, that the larger figure would cost the same as a smaller figure. But we're in a strange new world where cost-cutting and basically trying to adjust what the factory can do for the right price, given materials cost, minimum wage, what have you, all that stuff. Making it all sync together in a meaningful and attractive way to kids and collectors is going to be interesting. We're in a period of evolution. And in this case, more of a devolution, but that's not really a thing, so let's not get hung up on it. I like these. I like them a lot. I'll buy more. I hope they make more. I'm actually more interested in these than I am 3¼-inch figures right now. And I got to tell you, this time last year, could not have been less interested in 12-inch action figures. But I like the idea of a really big version of a 3¾-inch action figure. It just happens to be 12 inches tall. I don't like cloth outfits, but that's me. Anyway, recommend them. Go to the site today. Order some, won't you? Thank you. Sorry for the weirdness. It's been a distracting morning here in the basement in the desert. I got to get a lot of stuff cleaned up. I got a lunch meeting thing going on, and I also am having microphone issues. So thanks for bearing with me. Hopefully next week will be better. Have a great weekend, everybody. Go see a movie, and don't forget to order something at Entertainment Earth, because that's what gives me my wings. I'm not an angel. I just like the idea of having wings. See you next time.